I think that the position of President Trump when he speaks to Chinese President Xi Jinping is the clock is almost run out on China, because China has supplied critical ballistic missile equipment and perhaps, probably, critical ballistic missile technology. Like the plans for this solid fuel missile probably had a Chinese origin.
Billy Beast. This rush to meet with Xi this weekend, I don't get it, I've got to confess. I don't understand why we're rushing it. We don't have Bob Lighthizer in place, the USTR. It's not been confirmed yet. Mike Pillsbury joins us now. Of course, his book, The 100-Year Marathon on China or China Policy. Mike, it's great to talk to you as always. What about what Gordon Chang said there? Is he correct?
Well, he's certainly correct that the clock has been ticking a long time for China to help us more with North Korea. I don't think that's going to happen myself. It doesn't look like.
Speak up, Mike. We can't hear you, my friend. You got to speak up a little
okay.
louder. It is quite something, though, isn't it, that we have this big rush to meet with Xi. The same week, we have all this other stuff going on. We've got the Egyptian leader. We've got the Saudis in town. We got all the stuff with Gorsuch. And it just seems like it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with before you have your USTR in place. And frankly, a clear policy even sold to the American people on the way we should deal with China and North Korea.
I think it makes sense if you know the Chinese are the ones who sought the meeting. Mm-hmm. They've been working on this since November. There's been a number of meetings that they came into Trump Tower in New York.
With Jared, right? Jared was pushing this? Wasn't it Jared Kushner?
Yes.
After
Jared wanted to be the one in charge of the contact. I don't think he actually pushed the summit, but the Chinese made clear to him from the beginning they want a one-on-one meeting, and they never really quite explained why. They didn't say President Xi is bringing all kinds of
concessions,
or he's going to buy more American products.
Mm-hmm.
They just said we're the number one, number two economies of the world. We want to meet first time. The earlier the better was one of their phrases.
Well, for them.
And
yeah, I'm sure for them it's earlier the better. Yeah, they want to meet with the Trump team before they, frankly, I think fully have their footing on these issues.
And who's to say no? You know, when if you're Mr. Trump and you want to meet the readers of the worldwide leadership, this is the number two economy in the world. They're willing to come anywhere to meet me. So somehow that was not analyzed in the way you are analyzing it now. I agree with you, Laura. There ought to be preparation. There ought to be a team in place. The first meeting should be 2 or 3 days, and it should have some deliverables, as we like to say. This looks like there's no deliverables. Mr. Trump's already tweeted many times about China not helping us with North Korea. So somehow, if I were the Chinese, and I've written a lot about this, I would take the initiative. I'd get the drop on Mr. Trump, and I'd certainly try to hurt the hawks around him, who the Chinese have been writing a lot about them. They sort of demonized 3 or 4 people on Mr. Trump's team.
Yeah, Bannon, Miller, probably Lighthizer, yeah. Navarro. And suddenly Jared and Gary Cohn are always the brilliant. And Dina Powell. They're the most brilliant people who ever lived. One thing, they didn't get Trump elected. God bless them. God bless them. I mean, I've met them all. I like them. They're Democrats. That's fine. But a populist conservative ideology got Trump elected, and a pragmatic foreign policy and a nationalist economic policy got Trump elected. And I think his agenda is being undermined from within the West Wing right now. And that's what I'm worried about, Mike.
Well, just what you're saying, Laura, can be found in the Chinese press. The Chinese sort of know this, and they're explicitly playing off the two sides.
Mike Pillsbury, thank you for your insights on this. We're going to have you back maybe even tomorrow before the summit, and for sure Monday. Thank you so much. Michael Pillsbury, the author of The 100-Year Marathon. Don't go.